wanna know my occupation? I get paid to rock the nation. Rolling.
Hold it now.
Cecil and Jay, Roland Martin is in Martha's Vineyard, where the president is vacationing. You vacationing with the president? Go ahead, Roland.
I came here for a golf tournament.
Was the president in the golf tournament? I saw him playing golf.
He wasn't in the golf tournament. It was the Ken Williams Scholarship Fund. And so came here, and Charles Ogletree and the premier Bermuda, Ewart Brown, were also playing in. And so, but it happened to be the same weekend the president came. He arrived on Thursday here for 10 days vacationing with the first lady, with their children. And, of course, folks all over the island are all excited about the president being here. Conservatives not too happy that he's on vacation. But, you know, first of all, here's what amazes me, Tom. President George W. Bush normally would go to his Crawford Ranch for 27 days. The brother take 10 days, and they swear the world's in it.
That's right.
I mean, my goodness. These folks are crazy. I'm like, see, even the president has to take a vacation. But again, yeah, he's been playing golf. They had a family picnic yesterday. But with the wind and the rain today, I think this would be a day inside for the Obamas. That's the way it goes. But tell you what, Tom, huge elections are coming up all across the country. Primaries taking place, of course. And, in fact, while here, Governor Deval Patrick had a big fundraiser on Martha's Vineyard. Valerie Jarrett spoke there as well. But on tomorrow in Florida, it is D-Day, Decision Day, in the Democratic primary. Congressman Kendrick Meek is facing billionaire Jeff Green. And a lot of things have changed over the last few weeks since we last talked to the congressman, and he joins us this morning. Congressman Meek, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Glad to be on the show.
Man, Jeff Green came in, dropped several $1 million in the campaign on television, on flyers, you name it, went ahead in the polls. But according to the polling data that I've seen in the last couple of weeks, you now have an 11.4% lead, 11-point lead in the polls. So what has happened in the last few weeks in your campaign?
Well, the message that we've been delivering down here in Florida and putting folks back to work, that health care was a good thing and that it's important that we protect our environment, folks have really, really gravitated to that message. Plus, we had two visits, one from President Clinton and one from President Obama, who came down to raise money for the Democratic Party. The president and I were able to grab a sandwich after that event. And that made news, and we have been really working hard throughout the state. My hat is off to small cities and big cities throughout the state. He is outspending us 6-1, $27 million that he has put into his campaign. We have put very little into it because our resources are limited. So, Roland, you know, I ask for everyone in the sound of my voice to go on to KendrickMeek.com and help us out down here in Florida.
Now, of course, I talked about what the poll says, but the reality is the only poll that matters is the one tomorrow. And so obviously, you have a massive ground game to get your core voters out to the polls.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a ground game that's that has labor involved, school teachers involved, firefighters involved. We are working very, very hard. I'm in Tampa, Florida right now, and I'll be in Orlando, West Palm Beach, and then South Florida. With a Get Out the Vote rally at 6:45 at the African American Cultural Arts Center. And Tom, I want when you come down for the family reunion, I want to be the Democratic nominee, so I want to make sure that all of your listeners get out to vote. This will be a historic election. I was there last year as a candidate. This year, I want to be there as the nominee.
All right.
Well, I tell you, I mean, obviously, this is a national election because, again, when Roland Burrs leaves, there will be no African-Americans in the U.S. Senate unless you're able to win there in Florida. And so that's a huge deal beyond just the state of Florida.
Absolutely. The Today Show, a number of other groups are down here covering this story. I need everyone in the sound of my voice to have a plan tomorrow. We know the kids are back in school. Please get out to vote between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. so that we can all be victorious tomorrow, the people of goodwill. Thank you so very much, Roland, for paying attention to what's going on down here. Tom, thank you.
Good luck tomorrow.
All right, Kendrick.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, Roland.
All right, Tom.